with Tilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 199th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring the Oaxacan Mixtec regional band, Banda Regional Misha. Here we listen to them collaborating with a group from the far northwest of Mexico, the Nortec Panoptica Orchestra from Baja California, on the track Pinotepa. We're broadcasting as usual from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., in the United States, the nation's capital, just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. I'd like to thank Romasa 000 for tuning in from Guatemala City, Guatemala, and Gemlog for tuning in from Paris, British Columbia, Canada. I just turned up the volume for the voiceover, so hopefully you can hear me better here. Our next track is Popurri de Sones y Jarabes. It sounds, interestingly enough, more like regional music from Veracruz and the Gulf Coast of Mexico, or Villa Hermosa and Minatitlan and Coatzacoalcos, Jalapa, places like that. Think of this as a big band with lots of brass instruments, sousaphones, trumpets, trombones, and so on. You can hear a bit of that sort of polka, the Polish-German influence. I think definitely in northern and central Mexico, there's those musical influences. This is a really timely concert for me, as yesterday I had the privilege and the pleasure to attend a live Lila Downs concert at the Strathmore Music Center in North Bethesda. For those who don't know, Lila Downs is an acclaimed Mexican folk artist from Tlaxiaco, Oaxaca, of Mixtec descent on her mother's side. Her mother was a cabaret dancer in Tlaxiaco, and of Scottish Minnesotan descent on her father's side. Her father was a filmmaker and professor at University of Minnesota. She attended University of Minnesota and later moved to New York City and performed a good deal there. Welcome to Antonio Rodriguez, tuning in from Jundiaí, São Paulo State, Estado de São Paulo, in Brazil. is making me think of parades and polka and Sousa. Was it John Philip Sousa, if I remember correctly? Our next track here is Pulque. For those who don't know, that is the milky agave beer that, from what I understand, is common in Michoacán, the state west of Guerrero, a couple states west of Oaxaca. Who knows, maybe it's also prepared in Oaxaca, but I've heard about it more from cities and towns in Michoacán, or Lázaro Cárdenas, Uruapan, Morelia, and so on. A good beverage to enjoy on Lake Pátzcuaro. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard the starter for pulques are spit. So there you go. Spit can create a fabulous, healthy, milky drink. That'll make you live a very, very long time. Thank you.
A ver, la Mixteca, ¿dónde está? Que somos todos, ¿verdad? Todos somos Oaxaca. No sé por qué nos dividieron, pero somos oaxaqueños, ¿verdad? Somos uno solo. Bueno, ya, sí, al rato nos lo echamos. Body cage, Allen, Jeshondokenyo, Shachere, Meshustishon, Hitzaden, and Hum Jondoken. Invitados con pulque, mezcal, tepache. Valentín. lo toca Valentín. Gracias, maestro Valentín, el gran maestro de Tlahuitoltepec, de solo 11 añitos. Gracias, amigos de Oaxaca. De Tlahui, yo soy. De Tlahui, yo soy. De Oaxaca, ustedes son. De Oaxaca, ustedes son. Claro que hay nosotros también, ¿verdad? Y seguimos disfrutando. Body cage, ha arrange shondokenyo. Sha jere me shushu shom. It's a bit unkum shondoken. Body cage, ha arrange shondokenyo. Sha jere me shushu shom. It's a bit unkum shondoken.
This is Los Winches. Thank you. Welcome, welcome. Maya Alpizar are tuning in from La Ciudad de Mexico. Maya, I had mentioned earlier in the episode, I don't know if you were tuned in then, that yesterday I saw Wheeler Downs in person at the Strathmore Music Center. That concert was beyond excellent. I expected it would be great, but just the breadth of Mexican regional music that she covered, everything from Central Mexico, your San Luis Potosí or Potosino music, music from Hidalgo, from Chihuahua, Sonora, Baja California, further north, and of course from Michoacán, Guerrero, Oaxaca, Chiapas, Tabasco, and states further south. It was just incredibly varied, really dynamic. There are local dancers who joined in. I think it was Grupo Folclórico DC. Great attendance, pretty intimate venue, and really engaging. I expected to be impressed, and I was way, way beyond impressed. Just, I could tell, you know, how grounded she is, and how much her music's about community building, and really getting people engaged in the culture of Southern Mexico. It was in Strathmore Music Center in North Bethesda, one subway stop from north of where I work. It was at 8 p.m. It was about a two-hour performance, and I paid $28 for community tickets. Normally, they would have been $80, and it was well worth the price. Definitely worth many times $28. Seems more like a processional. Thank you, Maya. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
y así seguimos cuidando nuestro medio ambiente. No queda
was Gitana Sham, and this is Himno Akonk. Banda Regional Misha was created in 2006 in Santa Maria Tlahuitolapec, Oaxaca. Let's take a look at and see how much of the Spanish that I can translate. Thank you.
Súper contentos y nos llevamos una buena imagen desde la Plaza de la Danza con todos los oaxaqueños y la gente que nos visita. Claro que sí, son bienvenidos.
¡Cansaron!
Porque yo no, ¿eh? ¡Seguimos! ¡Seguimos! ¡Que sí seguimos, maestros de la banda regional!
This is La Gracia del Callador. I do get the community orchestra vibes Gemlog's talking about. So if you have any, feel free to leave those in the chat, or if you want to send an email to Guofu, G-U-O-F-U at sdf.org. I'm also happy to take requests there. Next week we have Alma Velasco and Faze scheduled. Group scheduled all the way into July of 2025, but I need to really get going on groups all the way through the rest of 2025. Oh, claro. We now have less than 4 minutes in the recording. We are passing through the top of the hour here. Not sure how this is pronounced. I think it's something like Kajkajin. I just added Ricardo Arjona for July 25th at the request of Romance 000. Oh, I had mentioned next week is Alma Velasco, the Mexican singer. Monkey y Alexandra on April 11th and Aventura on April 18th. Carol G to make a giant shift from more genre-specific stuff to Latin pop on April 25th and Los Tigres del Norte on May 2nd. Son Sublime on May 9th and then Diana Gameros of Chihuahua on May 16th. This is Jeep Pussycat. Thank you all for tuning in. There will be some more tracks here after the top of the hour. And I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode. There will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere.